that Zelensky needs more help. Fox News, I'm Laura Cantor. Ukrainian President Zelensky pleading for the United Nations to provide more help in defending themselves against Russian forces. In an address Sunday, he described Western allies as being scared. He also asked for more fighter jets and tanks. Ukrainian officials are claiming Russia wants to split Ukraine into two parts, like North Korea and South Korea. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also speaking in a message at a rally in Washington, D.C. Sunday.
Make yourselves visible and heard. Say that people matter, freedom matters, peace matters, Ukraine matters.
The rally was to show support for Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
A crowd of supporters gathered at the Lincoln Memorial to hear continued encouragement for the people of Ukraine more than 1 month into Russia's invasion. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, appealed to Americans, saying her nation's citizens are much like them.
We are fighting the war for freedom. Freedom is the cornerstone upon which America is based, but also Ukraine is built.
More talks between Russia and Ukraine to end the conflict are scheduled in Turkey this week.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York. Shanghai, China, beginning another COVID-19 lockdown to conduct mass testing and control the rising outbreak. North Korea stating Monday that its leader, Kim Jong-un, vowing to come up with more powerful attack weapons. Will Smith winning Best Actor for his portrayal of the Williams sisters' father in King Richard at the Oscars Sunday night. Earlier in the show, Smith walked onto the stage and slapped comedian Chris Rock in the face after making a bald joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. The award show aired live from Los Angeles on ABC. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Klitschko brothers from Ukraine were both heavyweight champions of the world. Now they are fighting to save their homeland from the Russian invasion.
Brothers Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko appearing on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo to discuss the Russian invasion of their country. Vitaly is now the mayor of the capital city of Kyiv, which to this point has withstood and repelled Russian forces. He made it very clear what is needed to continue the effort.
We need the weapons. We need support with the weapons.
Vladimir Klitschko is now a member of the Ukrainian Defense Force and says the war will stop when the Russian economy does.
You have to stop trading because every cent that Russia is getting, they're using for weapons to kill the civilians.
And he reminded the world of his country's pledge.
Ukrainian Atom says we are going to lay down our souls and bodies for our freedom.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
President Biden might be proposing a wealth tax in his new budget proposal.
The president is expected to announce his proposal on Monday. The plan would include a so-called billionaire minimum income tax, a proposal that would tax Americans worth more than $100 million, a minimum of 20%, on not only stated income, but unrealized gains on stock holdings. The tax would reportedly raise up to $360 billion over the next 10 years. According to a fact sheet from the White House Budget Office, it would cut projected deficits by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Scientists say they now know the reason why vampire bats are the only mammals that can live off of just blood. Fox's Ted Lindner has the report.
The vampire bats, described as living Draculas, live in South and Central America and are about 3 inches long with a wingspan of 7 inches. Scientists compared the genome of common vampire bats to 26 other bat species and identified 13 genes that are missing or no longer work in these vampire bats. Over the years, those gene tweaks helped them adapt to a blood diet rich in iron and protein.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.